Wherever King Charles III and the Queen Consort Camilla travel, the walkabouts go well, the cheers are much the same. But this is Northern Ireland. It's unlike anywhere else in the UK. There's division here. Protestant Unionists and Loyalists are passionate about the monarchy.
She was our Queen, but he is now our King. And God save the King.
I think he's good for the job. He's as good as the Queen was.
But these areas in West Belfast are quiet. Catholic, Republicans and Nationalists are dismissive.
And I think in the middle of a cost of living crisis where many, many people in my constituency here and right across Belfast and the north, where people can't afford to heat their homes, I think it's obscene that you have a monarch and a king who will be heating his palaces at the expense of the public purse.
First stop for the royal visit is Hillsborough Castle, the royal residence. Political leaders gather, and there's a message of condolence. Alex Maskey was a firebrand Republican in the 80s and 90s, now in government as Speaker of the Northern Ireland Assembly.
She personally demonstrated how individual acts of positive leadership can help break down barriers and encourage reconciliation. Queen Elizabeth showed that a small but significant gesture, a visit, a handshake, crossing the street, or speaking a few words of Irish can make a huge difference in changing attitudes and building relationships.
Politics have changed dramatically here, and King Charles believes his mother was able to use a combination of skills to bring the two sides closer.
At the very beginning of her life of service, the Queen made a pledge to dedicate herself to her country and her people, and to maintain the principles of constitutional government. This promise she kept with steadfast faith. Now, with that shining example before me, and with God's help, I take up my new duties resolved to seek the welfare of all the inhabitants of Northern Ireland.
From a castle to the church, St Anne's Cathedral, and a service of reflection on the Queen's life, all 96 years of it. The theme here, once again, reconciliation. A congregation of nearly 800 packed the cathedral to hear praise of the Queen for her work in bringing Northern Ireland's Republican Unionist communities closer together. In 2011, she had visited the Irish Republic, making major gestures of reconciliation. A year later in Belfast, she shook hands with the late Martin McGuinness, a former IRA commander. Sinn Féin is now the biggest party in Northern Ireland.
What they've been careful to do, however, is to separate the person of the Queen from the symbolism of the monarchy, which, as far as Republicans are concerned, is associated with imperialism and colonialism and rule in Ireland for centuries. However, they're able to develop a relationship with the Queen. Now, whether that will continue with the new King is another matter.
King Charles may have popularity. This is his 40th visit here, the first as monarch. He's pledged to follow in his mother's footsteps and seek the welfare of all the people in Northern Ireland. His relations with both sides of the divide here is one of the first big tests of his reign. Andrew Simmons, Al Jazeera, Belfast.